CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Glenwood Canyon in western Colorado is under a flash flood watch until 9 tonight. CDOT says crews are standing by in case they need to close Interstate 70 through the canyon due to potential mudslides on the Grizzly Creek Fire burn scar. Rest areas and the recreation trail are already closed. Mudslides in Glenwood Canyon have forced I-70 to close twice in recent days. The University of Colorado Boulder will no longer require masks inside most buildings starting tomorrow. CPR's Paolo Shalsida reports.
It's a big step towards normalcy for the state's largest university. The mask mandate will end for students, faculty, and staff regardless of vaccination status. Masks will still be required on public transit and inside places like healthcare centers. CU, like most universities in the state, will require everyone working or studying to get a COVID-19 vaccine before returning to campus in the fall, with some ways to opt out. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
U.S. passports will soon allow non-binary applicants to avoid declaring a single gender. It's a victory for a Colorado intersex rights activist who won a court challenge over the passport requirements to declare either as male or female. Dina Zim does not identify as either gender and was born with ambiguous sex characteristics. You're listening to CPR News. In Denver, it's 82 degrees. This is 506.